7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino, and we're going to check in now with Pat LaRoe, Greenwich Director of Planning and Zoning, as P&Z met yesterday into last night. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Tony. Thank you for having me.
All right. Give me some of the highlights of last night's meeting.
Yes, we had a very productive meeting. So first on the item was a decision item from the last hearing we had regarding Brunswick Schools purchase and operations at the former Carmel Academy property at 270 Lake Ave. The commission approved the use of that property for Brunswick as a early childhood center and staff housing. That was the first time on our agenda. The Roundhill Club was looking to get permission to have two seasonal tents on the property, one in the midsummer and one in the late fall, for more than 4 weeks, 14 days that would necessitate a commissioner decision. They received that approval. We then talked about a subdivision prospect at 180 Byram Shore Road. This was a preliminary discussion to talk about reorganizing two existing lots. The result of that is that they probably can't meet the underlying zoning, so they need to seek a variance or try to get a variance for lot area. The process for that is go to the commission, go to the ZBA, and then come back. So this was the first step of that, and so we left that open, hopefully, to be addressed with the ZBA this evening, Wednesday night. We then talked about Louis Italian Restaurant and their outdoor seating proposal. That was approved. We also talked about Ginger Man and their outdoor dining in the Node, also approved. The Orienta project at 55 Lewis Street was postponed by the applicant. Number seven was Doppio. Another outdoor dining proposal was approved. Then Railroad Ave was postponed before the meeting. We had a project for Jonathan Karen Schmidt. It's called Make Modern, a craft and craft lessons and camps that are going to be run at a property at 216 and 220. Karen's Fabric and Drawing Room were there before, and this is going to be a new tenant in there. This was a lengthy discussion about the operations of the site, how pickup and drop-off were going to go for the children who are going to be attending classes and camps here at the craft store. That was approved with conditions, mostly because the front door actually exits out into the state's right-of-way, of which the property owner doesn't have a lease or rights to encroach upon it, and it makes it problematic for the commission to endorse doing pickup and traffic measures on the state's right-of-way, especially for a private business. So that was approved again. 100 Field Point Circle was an application in Belhaven that we heard last meeting and left open for questions regarding drainage and concerns about the project's landscaping. The applicant addressed all those, and the commission approved that as well. Then we talked about Sacred Heart and their proposal to change some of the lighting for their athletic fields on the campus on King Street. There was a lengthy discussion about how many uses and hours of operation for the lights being on. They have, what they're going to try to do here is use temporary lighting, not the diesel generator type ones, but electric generators for the lights and LED lights, and have the flexibility to move them around to the three different athletic fields because they have a varying array of athletic activities for the ladies there. The commission approved that as well to mount up to 10 lights on the property for athletic activities, you know, again, in the early spring and late fall, really, when daylight is short. Then last on the agenda was Fred Durante's subdivision request at 328 Palmer Hill. The commission had a few outstanding concerns regarding some of the drainage and easements that need to go into creating a new lot, and the applicant agreed to leave the item open, and we'll continue the discussion for next meeting with hopefully those items addressed. We also had two short discussion items. Bailiwick Club is looking to do some improvements and renovations to their existing pool and patio area. No real major discussion there. It's a pretty straightforward request, but required for a special permit. And then we also talked to Mr. Juan Fernandez and his family regarding a two-family that he owns on South Water Street. They're looking to do some parking in the front yard and a little bit of improvements on the street sidewalk. This was a discussion at their request to understand what the process may look like for the commission going forward, and they got plenty of feedback to hopefully address when they come in for a final site plan approval. And lastly, we started a discussion about our 699, also known as our accessory dwelling unit regulations. We have put together a very concise and not different, but more a wide open opportunity for residents in town to have accessory dwelling units on their property. The current model has not been exactly successful. We have probably less than 100 units created over the last 40 years, and some of those don't exist anymore, so it's probably less than that. There's a lot of talk in the state and frankly around the country about adding accessory dwelling units as an as-of-right use, and opportunities to do that are being requested in many municipalities all over the country, and we are trying to address that need. We think it is a viable and good practice to increase housing stock in our municipality, but also do it in a way that is not creating multi-story buildings and other things like that. It's affectionately referred to also as hidden housing, you know, putting units in garages or in-law suites, in the house, those type of things. And that's what this regulation is hoping to do. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about it as a full and full-fledged and approvable ordinance at an upcoming meeting once we get comments back from the Western Council of Governments. And that's the end of our meeting.
All right, Pat. With the action taken by the RTM on Dorothy Hamill Rink, looks like they're going to go through you for municipal improvement. Any word on when that's going to happen or what the process is?
I don't. I have unfortunately not seen what the new plan going forward is going to be. I've heard rumor of it, but we haven't seen it. You're absolutely right. Major redevelopment of any town property would have to go through a municipal improvement process, and that starts with the Board of Selectmen and the Planning and Zoning Commission, in addition to a site plan request. So I've heard that they're interested in coming to a meeting in June, but that would be predicated on having some plans and studies done that the commission can review and address, assess.
All right. And then finally, next meeting, what's on the agenda?
So right now, some of the stuff that came off this meeting, like Mr. Durante's project, will be back. I also believe that we'll start talking about Greenwich Country Days campus on Old Church and their expanded athletic facility request. It's going to be a two-part application. They're doing some lot line adjustments between properties that they own at the campus to create a little more room for this new indoor athletic facility. It's a gym. It's a proper gym for basketball and other sports. So hopefully we'll talk about that on the 23rd.
All right. And I guess you're going to start loading up in June, right, to get maybe get a month off for summertime, right?
We don't have a month off. We have 4 weeks, but we have to meet statutorily once a month. So we will meet the first week in August and then not again until the second week of September. So that'll be the commission's break.
All right. I tried.
No, well, I appreciate the offer. Thank you.
All right. If it's up to me, you could have it. But thanks, Pat. Have a great day. Take care.
You too, Tony. Thank you very much.
That is Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoad, joining us after yesterday.